Welcome and thank you so much for joining and taking time to listen to another episode of my podcast entitled Arise and Thrive After Silent Abuse. I was in a very silently abusive relationship for many years, and so just kind of want to educate and give some content about that. Many of you mighty women of God may be going through that season right now. You may have just come up out of it where you were silently being abused at the hands of a Christian narcissist, and none of it makes sense, and you're probably still trying to make it make sense in this season because there's still so much white smoke and so much confusion and so many questions that you may have in your mind. So this is what this podcast is all about, just to give you the content and the information you need if you've come up out of an abusive relationship, to let you know a silently abusive relationship inside the church and outside of the church. And you may still be trying to make it all make sense. Well, we're going to continue to release content on this podcast to make it make a little more sense to you and to let you know you are not the one. It wasn't you. It was other things that your victimizer was dealing with on their own. And they made the conscious decision to make you their next victim. So on this week, in the past week, we've been discussing the strategies that a Christian narcissist employ, or strategies that a Christian narcissist use to keep you underneath their control and to prevent you from seeking outside help, right? So in the last episode, one of the strategies that they use, we talked about isolation, and that's the number one strategy. That's just the beginning. And that strategy of isolation, it pulls you away from your village of help, or it pulls you away from your support network, those people that could actually help you. So that narcissist has to isolate you and pull you away from all those people that they know that you could reach out to get the help that you need while they're silently being abused. So they're intentional about that isolation strategy. And then the last episode, we talked about gaslighting. Gaslighting is another strategy that narcissist or Christian narcissist uses, in that gaslighting is a powerful tool that narcissist used to undermine your self-confidence and to make you doubt the validity of your relationships. And it's a manipulative tactic used by the Christian narcissist to make you doubt your own perception of reality. It's like basically what they do in that gaslighting season is, it's like they will twist your words, right? And even try to convince you that you're losing your mind. But like I said earlier, you're not crazy. You're not losing your mind. But that high level of manipulation that they use to leave you confused, to leave you anxious, and to leave you isolated is all a part of the twisted plot. Come on out to make you think as if you're crazy. So that's what we talked about on the last episode. On this episode, we're going to be talking about another strategy, and it's called triangulation. Narcissists thrive on drama, right? They thrive on attention, right? They're the one at the party that they feel makes the party what it is. You know, if they're not there, then they feel it as if, you know, they are it. They are the party. They bring everything. You know, if they don't show up, then it's not a party. So they love that drama. They love that attention. And they often use this strategy of called triangulation to create tension and conflict between their victim, which is you, and your support network, right? And so what they basically do is, because they want to create tension and conflict, They want you guys to fight against one another because they realize and they understand that that's your help. And if they can get you looking at your help with the side eye, and if they can make you look at their help, make you look at their help as their enemy, then they have you exactly where they want to be. And doing that, sometimes they'll even bring in other people into the relationship. When I was in that covenant, basically after I was isolated, and then they try and play your family or your village against you to make you isolate yourself more. So now you don't have family, you don't have friends, you don't have that village of help around you because, come on now, they've created tension and they've created conflict. And because you're in love with them, you know, you don't think that they're using manipulation to try and create tension and conflict and to cause you to be even more separated between your support network. You don't look at it that way. So you're thinking they only want the best for me and it must be some truth to it. And before you know it, you're looking at your family and friends and your support network, right, with the side eye because of everything that he's saying. And so sometimes they'll introduce, they want you to end those friendships with the real people that can help you. And then they want you to become friends with their friends. But their friends are on a demonic assignment to just bring manipulation into the circle. So basically, they introduce you to new friends and their toxic support village, but actually those people are dysfunctional. So basically they're being brought into the circle to manipulate you even more. I want you to get that. So they will have you to end healthy relationships with friends and with your support network to connect you with their toxic and dysfunctional support network. I was in that relationship and basically he pulled me away from family and friends and then wanted me to become friends with his toxic friends. But they were all a part of the problem, right? And they were being brought in the circle to manipulate me even the more, to make me think that it was me, right? And it wasn't him. And another way that these Christian narcissists they'll isolate you. And then we know that there's different seasons, right? So in this Christian walk, there's different seasons. God will isolate and he will separate you from family and friends, but that's a God thing. So that's a healthy thing because God is using that for your good, right? A narcissist, and I want you to catch this. I need you to be very discerning. A narcissist will also take those seasons of isolation, which are healthy and God uses them in a positive way. They will take those seasons of isolation and twist it and make you think that it's okay to walk away from your family and friends and they don't mean you any good and look what they're doing and how come they're not there for you. But you have to be discerning and to be able to separate the two because they will proffer lie and they will lie on the Father and say, well, God, this is our season of separation. You're supposed to be separated from your family. You know, it's okay to be separated from your family and friends because we know that God wants to do something in both of our lives. So we have to be okay with that. But in reality, right, it's not the season that God has wanted you to be separated in. It's their season that they want you to be separated from your family and friends. So I need you to catch that, right? Because they will use the things of God, take it out of context, right? To make you to believe that it's okay for you to be isolated. It's okay for you to be separated from your village. It's okay for you to be separated from your family and friends, right? So you have to be discerning and you have to know the difference and you have to listen to the words that's coming out of their mouths because most times, the majority of the time, they're taking truth and lies and mixing it all together taking things out of context to make it believable. So they're giving you some truth, but they're actually giving you their lies to make you conform and to be in agreement with you isolating yourself and not being in connection or communication with your family, right? I can talk on that because that's exactly what he did. So he tried to play me against, right? Family and friends are the people that could help me, right? So like I said, what they do is they create tension and conflict, right? Between me and my support group. He created tension and conflict between me and my family. And so now because we're all in love and we don't believe that they would be lying or just trying to isolate us 100%. So we believe because we understand that God is a God of timings and seasons. And there is times when he will separate you from your family, right? There is times when there will be distance between you and your family, but a narcissist will use that in the wrong way in order to abuse you more. So now you don't have that support village. Now you don't have that family, right? And so now you're just connected with all of that narcissist's toxic and dysfunctional village and that narcissist's toxic and dysfunctional friend, as basically they're completing more of the demonic assignment over your life as far as manipulating you and controlling you and making you question and doubt you. And it's all just a part of the means to keep you underneath their control, right? And manipulating you. That's the assignment of a narcissist, right? And we know that manipulation and control is a form of witchcraft. And right. And so when they do that, when they pit you against your loved ones or when they pit you against your support village, right? Narcissists are able to weaken your bonds and isolate you from the people who truly care about your well-being. And that's what it's all about. So I want you to get that. Don't be fooled and blinded and not discerning in this season when you're being isolated. Out of the gate, you are isolated, right? And now that individual is trying to pit you against your loved ones, trying to pit you against your support village. And it's all a part of the control. It's all a part of the manipulation, right? They have to have you isolated. And so if they can throw a little bit of spiritual in there about, well, you know, God, you know, we're in a season, you know, God wants to do some things in our life and he wants to separate and your family is just not on board and they're not there and they just don't understand what God is doing in our lives. And so they're pitting you against, they're turning you against the very ones who truly care about your well-being. Be wise in this season. And if you're in that now, and now all of a sudden, you know, the ones that really care about you and your well-being, you have a side eye on them. I need you to go back and reevaluate. And I need you to ask yourself, the season that I'm in, is it a season that God have placed me in? Or is it a season that I've allowed my toxic partner to place me in as a part of the isolation process to keep me underneath their control and to be manipulated? So I need you to ask yourself that question now since I've released that content, right? Is the isolation season that you're in, did it come from God or did it come from your toxic partner? Did you listen to what they had to say? Did you not really hear God tell you to isolate yourself from family and people that care about you? Or isolate yourself, you know, against people that is concerned about your well-being? So that's the question I need you to ask yourself on after this episode. I'm isolated. But is this something, is this the season that God have ordained that I'm supposed to be isolated from friends and family and people that care about me? Or is this, am I isolating myself because of my toxic partner and how he's pitted and played me against those individuals and convinced me that I need to be separated and isolated from those ones that really love and care for me? Right? Because you need to know. Because if not, that's just another part of their manipulation to keep you out of the know, to keep you confused, right? To keep making you think that it's you and that they're looking out for your best interests and they got you and they want to expose every enemy in the camp when it comes to you. So don't be fooled in this season, because that's all a part of the manipulation. They're messing with your psyche. They're messing with your mentals, right? To make you think that nobody loves them like they do. Nobody is your best friend like they are. Nobody's looking out for your well-being like they are. But in reality, they have a sinister and a demonic, an assignment to pull you away from everybody and anybody that can help you and that can see and tell you, don't you see what he's doing? Don't you see he's manipulating you? Don't you see that he's controlling you? Right? So be very wise in this season. All right? And remember, it's not you. The narcissist wants to rape your emotions. They want to mess with your psyche. They want to make you think that it's you, when in reality, it's really them and their sickness. It's really them. And because they don't think that anything is wrong with them and not getting the help that they need, they're putting all that on you. So I want you to be encouraged. I ask that God would just open up your spiritual eyes on this evening, your spirit of discernment, that he sensitize it and take it to a whole nother level in this season. So you'll be able to see what you need to see and you won't miss anything in this season. Why? Because there's life after silent abuse. This is not the end of your story. God has so much more for you, right? Arise and thrive after silent abuse. The Father has so much for you. So I want you to be encouraged. You keep on keeping on. You haven't seen anything yet. Your best is yet to come. We're going to continue to expose the enemy and all of his strategies and this Christian narcissist and how they think and how they move and all of those things, so you can be more aware of how they operate and how they move and how they function and how you are the victim and they're the victimizer. Right. So we don't want you to be ignorant of Satan's devices in this season. So we're going to continue to expose and to release this content. And I pray that this has been a blessing to you on tonight. And please make sure that you go out and subscribe. And if this content is not where you are or you haven't went through those things, please make sure that you share with your next sister, because there's somebody out there that have went through exactly what this content is talking about and exactly what this content is exposing in this season. So please share and please make sure you subscribe. And so I pray nothing but blessings over your life. Peace, love, and blessings until the next episode. Stay encouraged. Bye-bye.